Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for tuning in, whether you're listening live or listening in the archives. I always feel like we're joining together in hearts, and that's a wonderful thing. We will lift each other's vibrations up just by joining in here at whatever time or place we do so. I'm going to jump right into the show. I almost did not post this one. I apologize for scheduling it so late. I didn't actually schedule it until this morning, and I was going to schedule it yesterday, but my internet was kind of in and out yesterday, and I wasn't real sure how reliable it would be, so I waited until this morning, and I'm crossing my fingers that things are working out okay. So far, it seems to be with my internet, but I'm just going to trust that we'll get in what we need to get in today. The show will be up to 90 minutes, depending on calls and discussions. And I'm not real sure about this show. It may just be a short show for a short message, but you are welcome and encouraged to call in. The call-in number is 347-633-9823. And if you're listening for the first time and you're not familiar with how this show works, I always say that I like to do it freestyle. I don't plan in too much detail what I'm going to say. In fact, I hardly take any notes until maybe 5 minutes before the show most times. I usually do have a general topic that will come to me. Most of the time, it's something that comes to me that morning or the day before, or sometimes a couple of days before. However, the last few shows, I have been repeating the same theme, calling on angels, remembering to ask. And that came to me as what to do for the show, for a series of shows, a couple months ago. And so far, I'm just continuing with that until I feel like the message is to shift to something else. The interesting thing is, though, that once I opened that door for angels to come through and communicate and really made it definitive that that's what the show was going to be about for the next several episodes, they have really been all around. And I think they were just eager, waiting for the right time to say, okay, open the door and we will step in and take care of things for your show. So when someone calls in, I do what I call mini readings. It's just very quick, intuitive guidance for your best steps now on your spiritual journey. And you can call with a question, something maybe that's troubling you. We can ask for angel intervention in that. Most of the time, what I see most specifically is what you should do now on your spiritual journey. And the thing about that is that whenever we raise our spiritual self up, then whatever problems we're facing or the things that we wish to attract is enhanced, so, or solved, resolved. So the spiritual journey is really, that deeper spiritual journey is really always part of our answer. But in this ego world, we think we have very solid black and white answers, and it's all about doing and what to do next and what's going to happen here, and almost, you know, like fortune telling. I always tell people, I am not a fortune teller. I see things that are about your spiritual journey, but that enhances every part of your life and affects it. And when you run from your spiritual journey and it's maybe your time to wake up in that direction, then usually there's a lot of chaos and things go wrong, because it is that way of the universe and of heaven, God and angels nudging you back in into a different direction. So sometimes the things that seem like they're going wrong are really in our favor from the spiritual awakening standpoint. So always keep that in mind. When you feel a nudge, try to listen, try to follow. And that nudge may be to call into a show like this and get a little bit more directive or an affirmation of something you're already feeling and doing. Now, when someone calls in, it's a very simple reading. I usually see just images of usually everyday objects. Sometimes I'll feel a spirit or an angel specifically in a specific message. But I often see things in like a game of charades or that old, old 40 years ago daytime television show, game show that was called Concentration, where you would, you see the little symbols and it puts together a message. Each symbol represents something. On that show, it represented syllables of a word usually, but for me, it represents a metaphor, or sometimes it will be an image that I connect to an age in your past or a period where maybe that's where you shifted into fear in a greater way, or you have some pain to resolve. So it's all very quick and can give a lot of insight, even though it's quick. So don't be afraid to call 347-633-9823. Okay, so now that you know the premise of the show and how it works, I will give you a little bit of information before I get into a wonderful angel message and presence that I felt right before the show and as I was getting things ready for the show. But I don't want to forget my announcements, and sometimes I get into the show and into the calls and I might forget them. I am very, very excited to have been invited to take part as a teacher in an online class. It's a free class. Now, this is different from the angel energy class, the Angels Touch Therapy class that I've been talking about. And I already have my group together. I'm going to be sending out an email probably later today. Some of you have already acknowledged your emails wanting to participate in that. There are a few more that in the last week have asked about that. So I think we have just the right size group for that online trial class about angels and energy and healing energy. But there's another class that I'm going to be one of the teachers and speakers in the series of online classes. It is an 8-week class on Living A Course in Miracles, presented by Jennifer Hadley. She is an old pro. Well, not old, but she's very well-versed and does many of these types of seminars. And she invited me to participate along with some wonderful other speakers, Colin Tipping. I can't think of all the speakers off the top of my head right now. But this particular series of classes is Loving Yourself Free, Living the Love, Being the Light. And actually just saying that title, I feel the energy. It feels liberating, loving yourself free. Isn't that what we all want to do, is have that freedom? So I encourage you to participate. If you go to my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, I will be posting. I've already posted it once yesterday. I'll be posting it in a prominent place and reminding you to sign up for it. But for now, that's the link that you can get. And if you use my link, if you hear it here, I would appreciate that you use my link, because that will give a gauge of how many people tuned in because of my connection and all of that kind of thing, which is always interesting to find out, and gives me a little affirmation that people are listening and following either my page or my website. So take a look on my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, and I will be posting. It's already posted yesterday, but I'll update that or pin that post to the top so that you can see it. Loving yourself free, living the love, being the light. It's free. You can't go wrong. If you don't like it, then just stop participating in it. But I think there is much to learn, and it's like I always say, when we join together that way with eagerness, it's one of the ways that we are saying, yes, God, I'm ready. Yes, angels, help me walk the path that I'm meant to walk. Help me walk in freedom and joy and abundance. And I'm ready and willing. I'm willing to take those steps to be free and lighter. And, you know, what a wonderful gift to have a free course like this to participate in. And really, if you have a computer, and you must if you're listening here, or you most likely do, or you have access to one, then what a gift that the universe is giving you. So check that out. Go to my Facebook page. I will also be posting it on my website, sherrylane.com. Check that out for the things I do. It's a new website, though, so I have to figure out all the little details. But I'll probably be posting that link somewhere on that page later today. But you can still get it from the Seeing Miracles Every Day page on Facebook. Okay, let's see. That kind of wraps up my announcements for the morning. So now I get to get into telling you which angel decided to show up for this show. And it was really fun and interesting for me, and so, so perfect. I just love it when that happens. It's like, once we've opened that door and said, angels, help me, and you know, and we leave it open to whatever angels can be most helpful, and we begin to recognize and then ask those specific angels, it's just amazing to me. The last week, I will say, there were some challenges, I guess is a decent word for it. Some shocking truth that came out, and I won't go into great detail. It had to do with an elderly loved one, and someone, an elderly loved one that has dementia and is very confused, and you know, I don't think it's Alzheimer's, but it's fairly severe, and it's progressed fairly rapidly, and everyone involved is well aware of the dementia and the confusion, and we've talked about it, you know, frequently for the last year and a half, and been trying to put things in place to keep this loved one safe and have plenty of care, but still give her as much life and freedom as possible. So the situation that was a real challenge was that, you know, someone was taking advantage of the dementia, or did some really drastic things, had this elderly woman sign papers to totally change who was going to be in charge of her power of attorney for finances and everything. And this particular person has had some money issues and isn't very good with money. So without going into great detail and identifying anyone, because we have to look at situations with love as best we can, whether or not someone really shocks and irritates us. It's been challenging because there have been some legal things to take care of to try to correct this, and getting people involved that would participate in that. And luckily, angels have sent everyone to participate and get this straightened out, making sure justice was taken care of, fairness. And the interesting thing is, when we get those kinds of challenges, if we can walk through them with some peace, then we know that our spiritual path is becoming brighter and lighter and freer. And that's what happened last week, and it was as bad as the situation was, to be able to go rather quickly to a place of peace about it and trust. And that doesn't mean that you throw in the towel, you don't take any action to make, you know, I guess, right a wrong, so to speak. I use that kind of in air quotes, because you know, correct an action just to take care of someone who can't always take care of herself very well anymore. But when you can go to peace about it, even though you're, you know, trying to correct it and doing things and which creates sort of an adversarial situation, when you can find peace and love in that, and you can step back and you can see the gift that it was, even if it's just a gift of seeing the way things really are and seeing where people really are, and when you can hold a little compassion for that, even when you're frustrated or angry or incredulous about it, then that's a good sign when you can turn it around quickly. And so that's something to celebrate. And we are given these obstacles or these challenges sometimes, maybe just so we are aware in our own heart just how far we've come and just where we are. And are we able to take this to the light even while we're doing sort of the earthly things that need to be done? Because I always say we all live in this world, but how we navigate it can be very, very different when we're walking in the light. So now this takes us to our angel this morning and how he made himself known. So I was kind of tidying up my desk and getting blank sheets of paper and the things in my water, the things I do before the show. And I could feel a presence, and I was hearing who this angel was. And at first I thought it was Raphael. And so I was like, oh, okay. I love it when Raphael shows up, because Raphael is the healing and compassion angel. And I thought, oh, well, that I can run with that this show. Okay, Raphael, when the show starts, then you come on through. And then I was kind of hearing, no, not Raphael. And I was a little bit confused, because I was thinking, I thought I heard that. And when I hear, when it's audible, sometimes it's slightly muffled, almost like you're, I don't know, speaking through a paper towel, the inner roll, the cardboard or something, and it can get muffled and not always perfectly enunciated syllables or very, very clear, but the general words or the names, it's particularly with names. And so I was thinking, well, how did I confuse that? I was pretty sure that's what I heard. And so, you know, about that time, I got nudged to go over and pull out my book by Doreen Virtue, Archangels and Ascended Masters. And a lot of times lately before this show, I've pulled out some oracle cards, angel oracle cards, and I've gotten maybe a message that way, or affirmation of what I was already feeling would come that way. But I specifically went to this book this morning, and I picked it up, opened it up, and it was Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L. And there are different versions of the name depending on the origins or perhaps your religion, but you know, different variations of that name. And as I read what I honestly was not very familiar at all with him. I'm sure I've probably read about him, but how I do this with angels, I read about them, study, but I don't get too deep into them. I allow them to come to me. I say that I'm open, and as I am ready for that particular or need that particular angel, then they can come to me. So with the archangels, I have primarily worked with Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael, And then Uriel, but Uriel's so quiet. He has so much wisdom that I don't always know he's working, even though he is, because he's more quiet than the others. You know, Gabriel is the trumpet, wake you up. Michael is the warrior and very forceful. Raphael's healing presence is strong, and I can see him and in colors more so than hearing. But I've worked with, you know, some of the others, Jophiel, Zadkiel, fairly frequently. But this one I really didn't know much about. So I started reading about Raguel. It was so perfect. I thought, oh my goodness, you really are the perfect person for this show and for me right now, perfect angel person. So what his name means, and it's just so funny to me that so much like Raphael, the name and what I was hearing, and then I open right to it, and yes, it's perfect sense. His name means friend of God, and his chief role in heaven is to oversee all the other angels and archangels. So he's like the organizer. He makes sure they work in harmony with each other. I guess what the thought that came to me was like an orchestra conductor. You know, the orchestra can make beautiful music, but if they're all just making different music and it's all chaotic, then you need the conductor to make it all come together in a harmonious, orderly, and beautiful way. So that's the image that came to me of what he does. And when you have chaos in your life, he is a good one to call on, because then he can organize. You know, all the angels work together and they all do different things, but they all have, just like us, they have sort of different personalities or styles. And and they're working on many, many levels. So he is the one that sort of keeps things orderly in the sense of angelic intervention, and who might be good to accompany who in what situation. And I just think that's lovely that he's the great conductor up there for us. And I'm thinking, oh, how did I not meet him before? Wow, what a wonderful angel, archangel to have. And then it came to more, he keeps divine order and divine will. He sort of organizes and in charge of that. And he's often referred to as the archangel of justice and fairness. And when, you know, I thought, when you're in the middle of something that is possibly a legal battle, it can be very stressful, and you can doubt yourself, like, should I just totally let it go and let it be, or should I intervene? You know, because you want to walk that peaceful path, and you don't want to be caught in arguing and things that are going to stress you out and take you away from the light and what you feel like your purpose is. So it was such a nod and a wink to me that, yes, he's here, and yes, you're doing the right thing in the sense of your path and light and shedding light on truth and helping us do it. We're shedding it for you, and then you can shed it there in that dimension. Stay in love, but also stay in truth and showing truth, and that's all you have to do. And so he's the archangel of justice and fairness, and he loves to be a champion to underdogs and those who feel slighted or mistreated become more empowered and respected. And I can tell you, this is a situation of, I feel like someone being mistreated and taken advantage of because of a diminishing mental capacity from age. And so someone needs to step in, and that someone can be us, but how beautiful when that someone, something, however you think of it, is an archangel. And I just have peace. Such chills over me. He'll energize you when you need a boost. And how many of us in some of this intense energy, we need a boost. You know, we need to plug in and recharge so that we can keep going, just like the Energizer Bunny. We don't want to run out. And we need it sometimes. We need to rest and recharge, but he can do that with us and for us. It's also part of who he is and his personality, or how you can think of him. I just love how the examples that Doreen Virtue gives for angels, I've found them to be so true and such a blessing to have to refer to some of her work and her messages. Think of having a best friend who's a combination attorney, spiritual counselor, therapist, and motivational coach. And you'll have an idea of Raguel's multiple talents and the extent of his helpfulness. Oh, that's so perfect right now. Attorney, spiritual counselor, therapist, and motivational coach. So perfect. And you may be going through the same kinds of things. It doesn't have to be legal, but any kind of dispute, disagreement, argument, he can help resolve. And he can defend you if you are being mistreated or unfairly treated, or someone around you is. You can invoke him to organize, and then know the other angels that can be helpful when and where they can be helpful and with whom. And also his direct intervention. It's just beautiful to me. I'm looking so forward to spending this day with him and feeling his presence, and then feeling that friendship and relationship directly with him to call on, like I do so many of the other angels, and like you probably do. He can mediate disputes, and he can create cooperation in harmony and harmony in groups and families. How wonderful! There could not have been a better angel to step forward for me right now and for you. I believe the same. We are in a chaotic state of the world right now. By and large, it is a good thing, because the universe, the energies are shifting and changing, partly from the universe, from heaven, and partly because of people like you and like me who are willing to step out of the way it's always been and willing to think something new, and particularly where God and Spirit are in play. We're willing to step out of the tight religious boundaries. That doesn't mean we abandon religion altogether or anything we've learned. Not at all. What it means is we're willing to say, what if it's... Sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second. Actually, I was trying to turn my phone off because I heard it beep and I don't want it to ring here. We're willing to say, what if these religious ideas aren't 100% right? And I'm going to have the courage to question a little, step out a little, take with me what I know is helpful from anything I've learned, but be willing to say, God and angels, show me the way. Show me the way that you wish to be seen, and the way of truth with respect to you and with respect to all of mankind. So we're all taking these steps. So many of us. I mean, 10 years ago, I remember talking about some of these things. You know, I was so eager, of course, to talk about it, and so joyous, but you begin to tell anybody some of the experiences, and so many people would just look at you with this blank stare, or maybe they would nod and say yes, and then they would go tell people you were crazy. and I laugh about it now, because it's like, well, they just are in a place of fear of that kind of thing, and that's what ego does. Now, you mention things to people, whether they are very religious and very devout in whatever their chosen faith in that sense, but they're still saying, oh, I'm feeling God, and it's better and more joyous and light, and maybe I don't need all those rules anymore. Or some of them are still in their rules, but they're being more kind with it, and they're opening their minds as to how to not be judgmental, maybe in ways that they didn't even realize they were being judgmental before. And so it is a beautiful thing, but there's chaos, because the other side is trying to keep it the way it was. That other side is fear and ego. And so there's so much fear around when people are raising vibration and living in more light, and then the others that are afraid to, they don't want it to change. It makes them very fearful. And so they have to make it like it's something bad and something to be afraid of. And so there is chaos. And Raguel, perfect archangel for that, to give us an orderly fashion to how we rise up, how we vibrate, the things that we should put our energy into in the most effective way, and the angels that we should call on, or that he will just organize and send to help us, because he can see it so much better. And when we do have these disputes and disagreements, whether it be in something in business or legal or just in family, relationships, friends, he's there to help fix it, particularly if there is unfairness or someone's being treated unfairly. Maybe that someone's you. Maybe that's someone you know. Maybe there are times when you're the one treating someone unfairly and you don't even realize it, and he can help you see that and help you resolve it in a wonderful, peaceful way. So in Doreen Virtue's information on Raguel, she has an invocation. And if you'd like to say this or feel this with me, I think it's worth reading here and feeling it together. And I knew this show was going to be different. The last several shows with the angels, I just had back-to-back calls that I barely could get through to in the 90 minutes. And I had to kind of rush to get started on them so that everyone would get their chance to be heard. And I knew this morning this was probably not going to be a big caller show. It was going to be a message show. And I'm just so happy about that. It makes me feel good that I'm hearing it right, that I'm hearing what they are wishing for me to hear, and that I'm clear in spite of so many things going on. So if you'd like to take a breath, feel some peace, and listen to and say this invocation with me from the heart, feel it as I say it. Your feelings are your prayers. Say it in your mind or repeat it however you'd like to do it. If you'd like to call on Raguel to help create order amongst your angels and in your life, mediate disputes and resolve things, or have heaven help with that and knowing just the right angels and spirits to help. So just take a deep breath with me, and we're going to say this invocation. It's like a prayer. It's a request. It's opening that door to tell Raguel that we, our free will, wishes to have his help. Okay. Archangel Raguel, thank you for intervening into my relationship with, you can insert whatever name or situation there, bringing both of us to a level of peace and harmony. I'm grateful for your help in resolving our differences with love and cooperation. I appreciate the forgiveness that we feel toward one another. I know that God's will is eternal peace, and as children of God, I'm aware that both of us are the embodiment of that peace. Thank you for helping us live that truth now and forever. In peace and gratitude, I thank you. Now, as you were listening to or saying that invocation, there may have been parts of it where, the word forgiveness or resolving with love and cooperation, you may have said, I just don't know about that. And what that means is not, okay, it's all over, it doesn't matter, anything you did, we're going to be best friends again, we're going to be wonderful, everything's going to be great, and I trust you fully. It doesn't mean that. What it means is you don't harbor any ugliness in your heart. You lift that from your heart, knowing that you did the best you could and you did what you felt like was right, and you prayed about it and you spoke when you felt like you were guided to speak, and then you let it go. That you aren't going to carry it around. You aren't going to seek revenge. You just want it over in peace, with justice, with fairness, and with no one being mistreated. And then you can let it go. That is peace and harmony. You know, I do believe that, you know, there are several Maya Angelou quotes that I love. And, you know, one of them is, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. And, you know, I bend that a little bit. You know, I think it's good to give people the benefit of the doubt. But then when there are things over and over and over that you give the benefit of the doubt, or even just a couple of times or three times, and then truth comes out in a way that is like, whoa, knock you over, hit you with a sledgehammer, whatever. That's angels trying to show you truth. And so when someone shows you who they are right now, that's not who they really are, because all of us are light in our essence. But when they show you, maybe a better word for it is where they are right now, what vibration. And if they are in a heavy ego vibration and behaving that way, then you don't need to feel an obligation to be best buddies and hang out with them. The only obligation you have is to peace in your own heart and harmony, and that you resolve disputes and then you move on to the light, and they choose where they are and where they stay. And being in their vibration, being in, say, their presence or in their circles may not be a good thing for you, and that's okay, because you are living in peace and harmony and just seeking fairness, not retribution, just fairness. And then you can both be on your way with your own free will. And maybe things circle back around at some point. Maybe they don't. It doesn't matter. You hold peace. Stand firm where you need to. You don't provoke, but it's okay to step in with Raguel and just create fairness. Institute fairness. Speak for fairness. What a beautiful message. And I'm so grateful to Raguel for showing up at this time in my journey. I know that we're going to be very, very good friends. And I hope you will be too. Hope you'll get to know him, because what a wonderful thing to have an archangel organizing all the other angels to work in every direction in your favor. I'm so grateful. And that's going to wrap up this show. Much shorter than the others, but I just love what came through for all of us. Let me run you through a couple things again. On Facebook, please go to my page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. We go through positive spiritual thought every single day. I post things, and it's a good way to check in there in the morning and get your path started on a positive one, or check in the afternoon when you're tired or frustrated and click on some of those reminders to help keep you on that path. That kind of vibration is something you can tune into as well, the visual and the words, and just take a breath, read it, and let it lift you up when you need it. Again, on that page, I have posted a link to an 8-week class that I will be participating in as a teacher, as one of 8 teachers. And it will be 16 classes in all over 8 weeks, online and free. I think you have 20 or 48 hours. If you can't listen to the class live, you have 48 hours to listen to it and keep up with the goings-on of the course and progress along with everyone. So on my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, I will have that link, and I will be adding it to my website, sherrylane.com, later on, hopefully today, if I can figure out how to get it in a prominent position. And just be love and light. Call on your angels. They are here, like chomping at the bit, like a racehorse chomping at the bit, ready to go. So call on them, listen to them, let them guide your way. Sometimes you won't even realize they're guiding your way. Ask them, and they'll step forward for you, and they'll be dear, dear friends. Okay, I'm going to close the show with one of my favorites, Calling All Angels by Train. So listen and realize that you're being called because you're an earth angel. And all you have to do to step forward is say, I am willing. Use me, Lord. I am willing. Have a great rest of the day. Love and light to all. And thank you again for listening live or in the archives. Okay, I'm popping back on here because very late after the music started, there was a call, so I'm going to try to take it just in case it's someone that was trying to get a message. Area code 646. You should
Thank
be
you.
Live.
I just thought I'd try, especially when you were talking about Raguel putting things in order. Yeah, wondering if you could help me with a question, a situation in my
sure.
life.
Sure.
Okay, I've been wanting to move. I have an opportunity to move, and I have very cold feet about it, not knowing if it's the right thing to do, leaving where I'm at and the situation I have, going to a situation that in some respects will be difficult, rather than going into all of it. I know you're really intuitive, and I'm asking for the angels' help. And
okay.
And if I do it or don't do it, I need the angels' help in organizing. But if you have any messages or wisdom for me on this, it's been
okay.
a decision that's half made. Okay, I'm going to be quiet.
Oh, no. I'm listening. I was writing really fast through part of that, so I want to back up and mm-hmm. I wrote down what I was seeing and feeling, and mm-hmm. So I was paying attention to you, but also attention to writing, so I want to make sure I'm clear
yeah.
about what you're thinking about. Is it a move and a job, a different job?
It's a
Repeat
move.
Repeat that first part.
Okay, it's a move. And
okay.
the person that I'm going to be sharing his studio with pretty much thinks I'm going to be there May 1st, and yet I'm not 100% there.
Okay.
In May.
Okay, in your decision or in being able to make it happen
a little
by
bit
May
of both.
1st?
Both, a little,
okay.
A little bit of both, but more in my decision,
Okay. Now, I mean, what I saw, I don't know if it relates to this. I think it probably does in some way. But I saw a lamb. That was the first, that was the image that I first got. And I was feeling, I thought at first lamb or goat, and then I went with more lamb, it feels like. Mm-hmm. And then I had the thought about sacrificial lamb. And do you feel like you have often been like the sacrificial lamb, or maybe about this like mistreated sort of subject that
we had? Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. I want you, this is somewhere that I think Raguel and lots of angels can help you. I want you to get out of, I don't know, the energy or mindset that you always have to be the sacrifice or take the heat or the hit. And it may pertain, it probably does pertain to this decision. I'm not exactly sure yet. Maybe while we talk, I'll find out. And then I got the idea, you know, of the lamb lying down with the lion, and that there will, that is, you know, the peace and resolution where these two, mm-hmm. you know, the lion is sort of the, it's the predator for the, toward the lamb. And yet then there is peace between them and they lie down together. So I feel like you are in a place where you can give up this role of kind of the doormat or the sacrificial lamb, and come to peace with that, the predator sort of image, that there is a place, and that by even by listening today in Raguel, you can invite all the angels' help and specifically ask Raguel to take the chaos and make it orderly and make sure the right angels are intervening for you in the right places. Mm-hmm. Now, can you give me any examples of how you felt like the sacrificial lamb or lamb, the sort of meeker, and how it's played out?
I can be so dynamic, but sometimes I don't speak up for myself. I think I'm mm-hmm. speaking up for myself more. And with this person who is an acquaintance, so we're both actors, I try to say yes a lot when in my heart it's not quite there. I mean, he seems like a very decent person.
I don't get the feeling that he's like a predator. You know, that word came up, but I get the feeling more that this is about, standing up for yourself. And in, and you know, maybe there are circumstances where it's also been taken advantage of a lot, sort of a predator, but I don't feel like, I feel like this is more like lion and lamb in a peaceful way. But that your key issue right now, and the one issue that if you can work on it will catapult you on your spiritual path, which affects everything and every decision mm-hmm. and every, is this issue of being okay with standing up for yourself. And, you know, it's been a habit that you've learned throughout life, just be quiet and keep peace.
Yep.
Keep peace. Well, we don't get peace when we're allowing ourselves to be taken advantage of or mistreated. And sometimes, you know, it's, you know, Wayne Dyer says we teach people how to treat us. It's not really even the other person or the other side of it being like so bad. It's just a habit we both get into.
Yeah.
So it's as much our responsibility as it is theirs. And they don't like just look to mistreat or take advantage, but then they do. And we're really, when you think about it, as light bearers, we are not doing their soul justice when we let them become that person that takes advantage all the time, and then they become more in ego, and so we're not really helping them be their best self, you know?
Mm, yeah.
About it like that. So that is your issue that will give you the most growth on your spiritual path right now. Raguel is the perfect archangel to call on, and you know, say that invocation, or even just use your own words. Just ask for help. Ask him to help you deal with this and to give you the specific angels that can be most helpful to you in every aspect of your life, and that you're opening that door for them. And I get chills when I say that, because it can be huge for you, and it is perfect for you to have listened this morning and heard this.
Yeah, I tuned in late, but I just kept looking for angels.
Something little about maybe this really started, now, you know, for most of us, this kind of behavior does start in childhood, but I'm thinking like maybe around age 8. I don't know if there was anything significant or maybe anything that happened at school or family where you got maybe to be a little bit quieter, doormat, and just didn't want to cause any trouble.
Yeah, I think it would have been my mom and the nuns at school, between both, the school toxic.
Yeah, where you sort of started just be quiet and do whatever anybody wants you to. That sort of reluctance to say what you needed or felt.
Yeah.
So it would probably be helpful for you to sort of go back to that age and era, that general time, and even look at old school pictures if you have them around, you know, growing up with the moms and the nuns who maybe were, you know, you weren't supposed to have an opinion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
sure.
Love them, too, about it, because they were just doing what they were taught was the best thing to raise a child, a good child that would follow the rules in society, and that's not a terrible thing, you know, but it is, just, it can be destructive when then it takes away your voice.
Yeah.
And so throat chakra for you is one to work on, ask to be cleared. I have some meditations in the archives of this radio show. They start in August, and there are three of them. The first one is energy clearing meditation, and it walks you through the chakras, and you're asking for them to be cleared and balanced so that the energy of each area of your sort of your spiritual body within your physical body is nurtured and balanced and shining as brightly as it can. And I think throat chakra, you may have some, you know, just you want some release there, because that is about speaking your truth. And part of your truth is your own will. And you need to learn to speak that better without hesitation in a kind way. And, you know, use your kindness. That's a good thing. But be able to say, that's like standing up for yourself, speaking up with your own needs. So those things, that issue of your, you know, speaking up for yourself and doing some energy clearing in your throat chakra is a good first step that will open things up for you. I promise you it will if you do it with sincerity.
Well, I believe you, and I'm sincere. And as you're talking about that time, the 8-year-old time, it brings sadness to me. So, yeah, definitely something's there.
Yes. And it will come to you, I think, if you sort of just put yourself there, and if you do have photographs or anything that will sort of trigger you, and allow yourself to just sit in quiet and look at the picture and try to feel, remember, you know, things like what you wore or what the school looked like, or, you know, those kind of things can help jolt us back to where we need to heal, and then it's a very peaceful healing.
Great. Do you get anything about this move for me to do it or not?
I think that when you start going to your soul and your spirit, it's going to become obvious to you. So like what you want. And this is another, I don't think I'm getting any specific feeling, yes or no, because this is an example where go to your heart and soul and decide for you, and don't let anybody else tell you what is right for you. You'll decide. But I think it will become very clear to you what you really wish to do.
It's been months now, and it just hasn't become clear yet. And I have
been asking. Okay. Do the energy clearing. Talk to Raguel, and you're going to get clear. But the good thing about it is going to be one of those steps of you deciding for yourself and speaking it, knowing it. Speaking, you know, doing becomes speaking too, but you'll be able to declare it for yourself.
Okay.
It's going to get clear. That may seem like, oh no, I just wanted the answer, but I think this is an important step about it. I mean, that's probably why they aren't giving a definitive answer, because it's like, what is your answer? And I didn't get your first name when you called. What's your first name?
Helena, thank you so much.
What is your answer, Helena, is what I'm feeling from them. We aren't going to give you an answer. We're going to help you get your answer from your soul.
I mean, I've been asking them.
Yes, they're going to help you. They're there.
Okay. I'm not trying to be sneaky, but this is a little roundabout. When you said that they're going to help you get your answer from your soul, the sense I'm getting is go, like do it. And I don't know.
All
if
right.
You can
it feels light and good to me when you say that, because I feel like it is that step of you saying, I am not afraid to speak what's good for me. So it feels very much like just the act of saying, I'm going to decide for me. I'm not going to let other people tell me what's best. I'm going to decide for me. So, yes, I would say that is probably from your soul. That is your answer. Your higher self is giving you the answer with angelic intervention to lift you up to feel confident enough to make your choice. So do these things. Do the energy clearing meditation if you have time. I think it's about 55 minutes. I think it will help you, and just continue to honor yourself and your own free will and call on the angels and tell them, I want to follow my free will aligned with God, and they'll help you.
Yeah.
It's going to get easier and easier. And you'll have that peace of the lion with the lamb.
Thank you. It was so nice of you to take this call. I knew I just had to try.
I'm glad you did. So take that with you through the day and through the week and life. And let it will transform you, Helena. Okay?
I'm ready for it. Yeah.
Lighter, brighter. I know you are. I know you are. I know that was from your soul. Your soul's ready. So take it and run.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to do this one more time. I'm so glad Helena had the courage to call, and that's a wonderful message for her. I know she's just going to blossom. I love it when I get those kind of calls. I can see it. It's like just right on the verge, like spring, the flower about to open up in a bigger, more beautiful way. So you take those steps too, and call on the angels. Talk to Raguel this week if you feel so inclined. I think he's going to be busy with us. And what a welcome thing. Have a great rest of the day, and I'll switch to a different Calling All Angels song to conclude this show this time. This one is Jane Seabury with Katie Lang, and it's from the movie Pay It Forward, one of my favorites. Just lovely, lovely song. So listen and have a great rest of the day and rest of the week. Love and light to you all. My mic was muted. We're having late callers this time, so I've got one more, area code 708, I'm going to take, and then we'll conclude. Hello, area code 708. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I just wondered if I could get a personal reading.
Sure. This was very much a message show and not callers, and then I'm happy that a couple of people, as we were about to close out, decided to pick up the phone and dial. So I'd be happy to give you a quick message. What's your first name?
My first name is Barb.
Barb. Okay, and do you have any specific question, Barb, or anything you'd like some resolution with? Or
More so regarding my spiritual path of it. Enlightenment. It's coming. I just want to know how close.
Okay. Well, this is interesting. I think it also works really well with the message of Raguel. So I think you're listening and calling for a reason. He's already speaking to you. Did you hear the earliest part of the show?
I did not, no.
Oh, okay. Well, I would suggest that when it's up in the archives, it takes a little bit of time, maybe half hour, and then you can go back and listen from the beginning, because Archangel Raguel, which is an angel that is somewhat new to me in familiarity, but wanted to come through this morning, and I tell how it was so perfect because of something that's going on for me, and that's how when we start really getting connected with angels and requesting that more and more, that's how they show up, exactly the one we need. So I would like for you to go back in the archives later and listen to that part, because I think it pertains to you here. All right, what I saw for you were tulips, like from the florist, not the ones in the ground, like tulips that you buy from the florist and you bring home and put in a vase. Now, I don't know if you've ever bought tulips where they get that bent neck and they droop over and you think they're dead, and then you put them in water and they revive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tulips are pretty cool like that, because they'll look like there's no way they're going to pop back up, and then they start absorbing that water in their fairly heavy or thick stems and they revive. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They're good again. All right, so that's what I saw for you. And this is really perfect, because when I was talking about Raguel earlier, and he did just, I heard the name, I thought it was Raphael at first because it was kind of muffled and I wasn't really as familiar with Raguel. One of the things he does is help us recharge our batteries. And I think that's where you are right now. You're drained and you really need to recharge and refocus. And you're in a place kind of like the tulips, but it is easy to revive, just like the tulips do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you say your spiritual path, you probably feel like you're close to something, but maybe also like you're tired. And I think if you speak to Raguel, ask for his help, that's part of what he's going to do for you. Now, the other part that he does that I talked about earlier is helping us resolve conflict. And if there are situations where there's some unfairness or a dispute or an argument that we need to resolve so that we can revive and have peace about it all, then he helps us. So do you have something like that prominent right now, or that comes immediately to mind?
I do.
Okay. Do you want to talk about it, or you just are aware that...
No, I don't want to talk about it, but I am aware.
Okay, you're aware. All right. Then I want you to apply that, asking for his help, because part of his role is organizing any chaos. He's sort of I compared him to the conductor in the orchestra. See the orchestra as all the angels, and they all have specialties and things they're doing, like, you know, the musicians each have their instrument, and they all can play beautiful music, but if they all just start playing and there's no order to it, you know, you need the conductor. And I see Raguel, that's the image that came to me for what he does, and so he makes it all come together and the beautiful music. So I want you to call on him and ask him to send exactly the angels you need to help you. Well, first of all, he will specifically help you with this matter that came to your mind, if
okay.
you ask. And when you listen in the archives, there is an invocation, you know, kind of a prayer that you are saying to him, asking him, and ask him to intervene in that and bring justice, fairness, and resolution so that you can just have peace about it then. And then he's also going to, in the next step of your spiritual journey, he's going to give you the angels that you need in more specific ways, whatever their specialty is. But call on him, ask him, read about him, and listen to the early part of the show where I told more about him. And
okay.
It will help the resolution, and just to know he's there and taking care of it. And then what peace to think, wow, one of the sort of heads of all the archangels is acting on my behalf. How can, you know, I'm trusting, and I'm going to act accordingly when I feel how I feel I'm supposed to act. I'm going to let them lead me in this. So listen to that and talk to Raguel.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a great rest of the day. Okay. We're going to, so funny, people want to call only after I'm concluding the show, but that's great. Once again, I say goodbye, have a great rest of the day, and I'm going to put you back to Calling All Angels with Jane Seabury, Katie Lang from the movie Pay It Forward, and listen, and it will lift you up for the rest of your day.